Hey guys, it's Emeka and long time on this part of the internet. I know I've not been releasing any episodes on the podcast, but we'll be releasing good content on YouTube. Please go to the description below and check out our YouTube content. So, I am releasing or I'm starting a new episode or a new series. And I will be attempting to answer questions that have been asked over time since I started counseling people and discipling people in addiction. And this week, I'm going to be answering this particular question that I have received over time. And it is, "Hey, Emeka, do I have a demon? I feel like I have a demon, like I cannot stop doing what I do not want to do, what I do not want to do. I feel like I am a demon, like I feel like I have a demon." And many times this is the way I answer this question because it's really literally balanced, and I know, not feel, I know that a lot of people like have such questions because there was actually a point in my life that I actually reasoned that way. And the reason why I was thinking that way was because I heard a man of God preach on addiction, and he because of he was talking about addictions, and he involved a lot of demons. It involved a lot of demons making people to become addicted to these things. And I was like, yo, have I actually been made an addict by demons? Like, I was asking myself such questions. And if you know, if you've heard me speak before, I will tell you that there was a time that I actually met a man of God, and I was like, yo, sir, I'm actually having these issues, and this guy made me go to the altar, in quotes, and kneel down and ask for forgiveness and break every chains holding me, all of this kind of stuff, all those kind of prayers, everything, like because of the background we find ourselves with, the improper doctrine, the improper teaching. I had to face all of that so that you don't. So I'll be answering that question. So I want you guys to open your Bibles to Romans chapter 7 from verse 15, and I will read. So I'll be the one reading, so probably you're not with your Bible, so I hope you are. Romans chapter 7 verse 15, and it says, "I don't really understand myself." This is Paul speaking. "For I want to do what is right, but I do not do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I am doing is wrong, this shows that I agree with that the law is good. So I am not the one doing wrong. So sorry, he says, so I am not the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. And I know that nothing good lives in me. This, sorry, that is in my sinful nature. Nothing good lives in me. That is my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway." Verse 20 says, "But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is the sin living in me that does it." So in my class, I hold classes every month for people in addiction and of their testimonies. I teach that you need to that the Bible teaches also that a sinner is not a sinner because of his actions. A sinner is a sinner because of his identity. Do you understand that? So here, Paul is talking as not as someone that has the identity of Jesus, that has an identity of righteousness. He's talking as someone that has the identity of sin living in him, the nature of sin living in him. So out of the identity flows the action. So when you understand that you are born in the image of God, you are born again, you are now made right with God, your action flows from there. So let me explain this better. Let me explain this better. So you see in scripture where God will look at some people, sorry, Jesus, God obviously, will look at some people and he will say, "Oh, your father the devil." because why they are behaving in a manner that is likened to the devil, like they are behaving in a manner that is actually akin to the devil. We see in scripture where Adam, when Adam sinned, the Bible says the Bible makes us understand that God says, when you sin, you will die. And that was at that point, Adam now had the identity of a sinner. If Pastor David Ogunerobo will say that man actually became the devil. The devil did not have to possess man for man to think like the devil and do the things the devil will do. So you see people act in a certain way and they don't need to be possessed. And that is human nature. Human nature is that deprived. Like, they don't need to be possessed for them to actually act or think the way the devil will think. So you not being able to control yourself or control your addiction does not mean that you are possessed. It probably means that you have not understood, or you have not come, you have not been convicted, or you have not understood what Christ has done for you. You have not understood who you are right now in Christ Jesus. Like, do you get? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You're not possessed. You're not possessed. You just need to understand, oh, this is what Christ has done for me. This is what Christ has done for me. And I do a really good job of explaining this in the addiction classes I have every month. Please, if you're listening to this and you do not have any addiction, please share this. If you're listening to this and you do have an addiction, please sign up for the class. Sign up for the class. I'll be glad you did, and you will be glad you did. Thank you.